أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We've been looking at Quran City, and in particular, we focused on Surah Al-Anfal, which is Surah number 8. Today we will look at Ayah 24. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O you who believe, استجيبوا لله وللرسول. Answer. It's jawab. Istajibu comes from jawab. Answer Allah and His Messenger. And then he says, Idha da'akum, when He calls you. Not when they call you. This is singular. When He calls you. So first of all, he's saying that when the Messenger calls you, when the Messenger gives you an order, it is a message from Allah. It is divinity speaking. And then he says, Lima yuhyikum, so that it may give you life, so that you may be enlivened. Historically, when there were battles in defense to defend Islam, people thought that the Prophet was calling them to battle so that they would lose their lives. But historically, this is saying you won't lose your life. You will live. You will live on because of the legacy you left. But let's look at Baqiyat al-Salihat, the goodness that lives forever. So there is a hadith from Imam Sadiq which says, there are six things that benefit a person after death. A virtuous child that seeks forgiveness for him. A Qur'an that he leaves behind and others recite it for him. So maybe the Qur'an that you've journaled that somebody's going to look at and learn from. A well that he digs and people benefit from it. The water that we provide. A tree that he plants. Water that he calls to flow and people use it. And maybe the last one, really important, the good mannerism, the conduct, the behaviors that this person initiated and people follow them. There are a lot more ahadith about Baqiyat al-Salihat. And here we're told, if we follow what the Prophet said, which was in essence obedience to the Creator and serving His creation, then lima yuhayikum, we will be able to have symbolic immortality. And then Allah continues to say, وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ, and know that indeed Allah, يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْعِ وَقَلْبِ, that Allah comes in between. He intervenes between a human being and his heart. This expression is in essence an idiom, which means it's not possible to hide any information, decision, any inclination or a feeling from divinity. He is aware of the inner world of the human being where no one else can reach, know and intervene. And it is He who assists in the transformation of the soul. And finally he says, وَأَنَّهُ إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ, and to Him you shall all be gathered. So the takeaways from this ayah. Let's look at those deeds that will remain, that will be baqiyat al-salihat, that will connect us in the dunya and the dunya to the akhirah. Also, we should know that there is nothing we can hide from Him. And a good time to reflect and find out who we are and what our intentions are. And basically, what is our goal in life? And finally, the end is always to Him. We will be all gathered to Him. We are accountable only to Him. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to be of those who do baqiyat al-salihat, so that we are able to have symbolic immortality and we leave a legacy where we find, where we leave the world a better place than what we found it in. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.